Hey, podcast listeners, this is Sarah Keys, and I've been lured into the Burn Lab party hour.
All right, let's try to get a straight answer.
Send a cell phone, leave a message, and I'll get back to you. Bye.
Please explain the big mystery.
Somebody sooner or later is going to pick up, and we'll hear something.
Hi, you speak Jessica.
I'm not available to speak. Of course
you're not. I'll get right back to you.
Of course you're not available, Jessica.
The tone. Please record your message.
Hey, Jessica. Just your old cousin Tony.
Hey, absentee cousin.
Calling up just to say hey and, you know, see how things are going.
Yeah,
and,
I believe it.
You know, couldn't help but notice this week our podcast numbers were kind of low. So we just wanted to, you know, ring you up and remind you that you can go to burnlab.podomatic.com.
Oh, I would love it if you go to burnlab.podomatic. That'd be great.
Hey, take it easy. You know, you can listen to the show, and
yeah,
you can even subscribe. There's a link there. You click on it, and it'll subscribe to your iTunes, because we sure hope you guys like them.
Endlessly. But do people care? Do people care? They don't care.
Anyway, I guess I'll hear from you soon.
I mean, what...
Hi, you speak cell phone of Ian McNeil. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
You want to do voicemail?
Dude, what up, brother? Or should I say, you fucking turncoat enemy?
Stranger.
Where are the numbers? The podcast digits have been slumping.
We are sinking here.
We're sinking.
We're tanking on goddamn water. We can't get a click out of you.
We're sinking in a fucking bile, Ian. People like you out there who are supposed to love me can't be bothered to click the link.
Just push play.
Just go in to facebook.com/burnlab or bust.
Burnlab or bust.
Burnlab or bust.
Burnlab or bust.
You don't love me, and I don't know why. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
7, 2, 5. Meet
Alexander.
Busting my balls.
What?
Literally busting my balls.
Why haven't you been listening?
Where have you been?
It's been at least 4 weeks now.
And I know we're close. You know?
Frankly, I think it's better and better every single week.
It has been, and if you listened, you would know that. But instead, you want to bust my balls.
Who is this?
Have you been listening?
Have you been listening?
Why would I listen? We're making it. You need to listen.
You're making what?
The show.
What show?
This is
that's
people don't even know.
What?
We're making this for you.
And the point is, listen.
You listen.
You listen. No, you listen.
No, you listen.
No, you have to listen.
Hello?
Kia, can I tell you a story?
Who's this?
Are you serious? This is your brother. This is only your twin brother, Jared. We've been recording this podcast, and the numbers have been in decline. Call us Atlantis, because we are rock bottom under the... We're drowning, Kia. Can you help me out, Kia? What's going on? What's wrong so much that you don't want to just go to facebook.com/burnlab or bust? Why won't you listen to the podcast, Kia?
How do you know that I'm not listening to it?
She's trying to be clever.
Name one of the sketches
Nice. Or
segments from a recent show.
Nice. Prove it. Prove it, then. What sketch?
What was your favorite part of the last show you listened to?
What's your favorite segment or sketch in the last show?
When Jackie was on.
When Jackie was on?
Episode 3.
Episode 3? Kia, and I played that for you. I mean, good lord.
You're good. You're funny.
Kia, am I the brother who went to your soccer game when it got rained out?
Can you just post it on my Facebook?
Sure. I'll post it on your Facebook.
That actually might be good, because then people from my team or people who are my Facebook friends will click on it too.
Wait a minute. That's a good idea. We should start posting it on Facebook. Do we have, like...
We should just start posting it on people's walls. People that we know, without asking permission.
Don't we have...
We should just... It's like hacking, but it's completely okay because it's Facebook. And that's all posting on someone's wall is hacking.
That's what I said, it's just a big list.
Kia, you're brilliant. I love you.
Kia, you don't have to listen. You just changed the game.
Yeah, Kia, you just changed the game up. Oh, we got a few really good ones, Kia. You haven't heard us since episode 3. You don't know what we're packing. We're packing some heat nowadays.
Alright.
Give it a listen, Kia. Give it a listen, alright?
Alright, I will.
Alright, I forgive you.
Everybody who's actually listening to this show, because as you've heard already, as you've heard already, the numbers are tanking. And you know what? I can only see this going one of two ways. Either we're not putting out a podcast, or you're not listening to it.
Is all I have
to say. Check the record.
I know that I love you, but right now I fucking hate you.
But anyway, we digress, and moving right along.
We do digress in
this apartment.
Example.
Or lab.
Lab. Who do we have here on the couch?
We
would love to welcome.
Sarah.
She's so cute. Sarah. Can I keep her? Can I keep her?
Sarah, you are joining us from where?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Wow.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
A self-described hillbilly?
No.
When you showed up today, she came today in overalls, and she brought me a pie that she'd already eaten. When I asked what was in it, she said, coon. And then I gave a look to her, and she said, no, not meaning you. And I was like, is that a black joke? And she said, you're black? And I said, yeah.
White joke.
And she said, no, I love black people. And then I said, oh, good. And she said, I hate niggers.
A very hostile entry for Sarah, but she's proved a real asset to the show.
It's good to have you.
It's been fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
As I understand it, Sarah, you are having a bit of a romance with our very own Derek.
Oh, terrific. Go ahead, you can speak, hon. Go ahead.
Feel free.
You don't have to look at him for the answer. I don't know why you're looking at him. We're asking your question. Why don't you just answer our question? What are you doing? What's going on here? Come on.
Don't be shy now.
Come on. Derek.
Yeah.
Is she allowed to answer the question?
Perfect.
You have the go ahead. Green light.
Yeah.
Isn't that special?
So why was this such a struggle for us?
Yeah, let's halt here for a second.
A lot of performers have their, like, performing name, and then they have their real human name.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I, as Sarah, am dating Derek.
Ah, okay.
Deep.
So you are, though.
So, yeah, that would be yes.
Okay. Good.
Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Yeah, we're so happy for you. The Burn Lab is so happy.
Too bad everything in life can't be so
easy. What do you
mean?
We're not going to cut this. Why are you doing the cutting fingers? We're not going to cut any of this. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what's going on?
Why? You're slicing your wrist? Now she's motioning like she's slicing her wrist.
Is this a forbidden romance?
Is it a forbidden love? Have we lifted up a rock and looked behind into forbidden love territory? Now she's doing the go on hand.
Have you ever listened to the show? You can tell me the truth. Have you ever listened to the show?
Yeah, I have.
Of course not. So, the point
is, nobody's listening.
You can feel free.
Liar.
Feel liberated. Speak your mind because nobody is fucking listening.
True.
Nobody seems to care.
Do the work.
Put all this work in.
Nobody
all
cares.
There are plenty of other things we would all love to be doing
sure.
on a Friday,
sure.
on a Saturday night.
Not true.
But we stay in. and we work on this goddamn podcast that you all take for granted.
No lives.
I don't appreciate
no
it.
Friends.
I'm going to do something drastic.
And no love.
All right, sir, you've made a wise decision, and a lot of people are going to be happy to still have you around, okay? And don't you forget, you can call me anytime you want. All right? 1-800-3-ANGELS, and you ask to speak with Nicole, and they'll put you through me. Be well, sir.
Hey, Wonder Woman. You saving the world or what?
Something like that.
You're doing good work. Let me buy you lunch.
Sounds perfect. I'm gonna wash my hands and we'll go.
All right. I'll be here. Nicole? Oh, come on. Okay. Hello.
It's over. It's all fucking over.
Who may I ask is calling?
Who the fuck cares? Just another grease splat on a rock hurling through fucking nothing. That's who's calling.
Hey, man, you don't have to be an asshole. I just asked what your name was.
If you had shit in your life like me, maybe you'd come off like an asshole.
Hey, fuck
too.
You, man. You don't know shit about my life. Maybe I handle my problems, you know? You called me.
I'm standing on the edge of the Brooklyn fucking bridge. How's that?
Oh, shit. Look, hey, man, I'm sorry. This isn't
just
my...
Forget it. Just,
I didn't mean
just
to...
Forget it, right?
No, talk to me. Talk. What's the problem? You lonely? Depressed? If it's a chick, man, you know, it'll be okay. Time heals all wounds.
It's my bitch wife.
Oh, shit.
She's had a kid.
God damn it.
Now she
you know, that's a tale as old as time. Women have been the most complicating force in man's history.
You mind if I finish my fucking story?
What?
I mean, you just started jawing off before I finished telling you my story.
Sorry. I mean, again, you don't have to be a prick about it.
No, dude, it's rude. I mean, I'm telling you kind of an important story, and you, like, can't even wait to hear yourself talk.
I'm trying to be sympathetic.
You know what? Fuck your sympathy. I'm trying to tell you that my wife is running to Minnesota with my accountant and my kid, and you want to wax philosophic about
excuse me for trying to say something inspirational to a guy who called me from the edge of the fucking Brooklyn
Maybe
Bridge.
I called to get some shit off my chest, dickhole.
Is there
like
anything
said,
else?
Like
go
I said,
ahead.
I...
Go what? Ahead. Please tell me the rest of the story.
You're not too good at this thing, are you, kiddo?
All right, man. I've been real patient with you. I've been nothing but kind and
oh,
helpful.
That's a laugh.
For some reason, you want to be a dick.
Word the whole time we've been talking.
Or some people don't want to listen.
Yeah, exactly. People who only want to hear themselves speak.
Yeah,
can't
this
to
from the guy who
else.
Calls a helpline and stops the consultant mid-sentence
oh,
so he can consultant, so you can rattle
oh,
on about your shitty
oh,
ass
fancy.
Marriage. You know what, pal? Truth is, you sound like a complete fucking asshole. And your wife and your kid and the rest of the whole world would be better off without you in it.
You saying I won't do it?
I'm saying please don't make a mess when you go splat so no one ever has to deal with your ass again.
You think I won't do it? You think I'm afraid?
You really want me to answer that question?
Yeah,
huh?
I want
you
to
want
answer,
me to answer
the question.
No, I don't think you're gonna do it. You're calling me
Why
up.
Why do you keep saying
you're giving
that?
Me this
you
sob story.
Me. You said that three times now.
My wife, James, is leaving me.
So what?
No, let me talk. This whole situation stinks of pussy, and I think you won't do it.
Oh, now you're calling me a pussy. Now I'm a pussy,
Yeah,
huh?
You're a big fucking pussy.
How about I come down there and I beat your face in?
Oh, you want to live now?
Yeah, long enough so I can kick the shit out of you, little
Or you can just
bastard.
Finish the job you started and kiss the fucking sky, douchebag.
You little fuck.
Hello? Sir? Hello?
Ready?
What?
I said, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
You okay? You seem tense.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god, look at that. Katrina, turn up the TV.
I've been standing on the edge of the Brooklyn Bridge for 45 minutes, ignoring the pleas of police officers and firemen. Onlookers say the man seemed despondent and depressed until making a phone call. After what witnesses are calling an enthusiastic conversation, the man climbed back to safety and immediately hopped into a cab, headed for Manhattan.
Wow. I guess there really are angels out there.
Something like that.
All right, Sarah, I'm looking right at you on this one, because it seems to me the consultant had something very wise to say. He said, you know, women are the most complicating force in a man's life.
True speak!
So my question to you is...
Why?
Why do you do this
to us? Why do you do it?
I wouldn't say complicated, I would say complex. And because women are very complex creatures.
Lotus flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Can I tell you something? I love women. I love women with a passion. I think they are the most beautiful things on the face of the earth. I think everything is nice about them. I love women in general as a whole idea.
Sure.
There are specific women I hate more than I hate anything. More than I hate war, more than I hate slavery, more than I hate other horrific ideas, genocide. There are women that I hate more than that. And I love women. Mm-hmm. So
these women have really they've overcome all of the points you've already
they've
given.
They've climbed the wall of love and fallen into the pit of hate.
Wow.
There are individual women who have done that. Tell me that's not complex.
I saw on the train yesterday.
A woman that I hate?
This woman.
Now he's doing a fist opening
with his hand. I don't even know what that is.
Apparently that applies to a woman. It's
a woman that
shoving a thing. Derek's talking about a sting incident. Nothing got lodged or anything. It's not an interesting story, so I'm not going to tell it. But let it be known there was a sting incident, as there sometimes are.
With a very small woman.
Tell me that's not complex.
Do you know sting is illegal in American porn?
This wasn't porn. This was
I'm saying, but were you to tape that incident and post it on the web, it would be illegal. She could sue you.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, it's illegal in American porn. I don't know why.
Is it considered a form of torture?
No, but torture is legal in American porn.
Torture
or
is legal
in America.
American porn?
In America, that's legal.
Yeah. Wow. You can whip somebody and videotape it.
Give you a good whipping. I'm going to tie you up there and give you a good whipping while you're whacking off.
Oh, I'm real nervous. This is my first time in the whore shop.
Just want a whore to give me a good whipping while I go home to my wife.
Oh, regular sex with my wife gives me the willies. I know that I've been in the situation where there are parts of me that I want to apologize for, but I know it would be pointless to apologize for because they are just parts of me. They are who I am. And more often than not, in relationships that go sour, it has to do with my, you know, goddess at that point, telling me that these are the things that have to go. These things she cannot abide by. She cannot take it anymore. It's too much, or it's not enough. And that is typically why my own personal relationships end. And so I think about it all the time. Like, these parts are just parts of me. Maybe I was a fucking asshole in a past life.
True.
And that's informing my choices now. And I just can't get it out of me. You know? It's just... It's the way I am. And I just gotta answer for it and hope that someone takes it.
But shouldn't that be... I mean, that's the foundation you want to start a serious relationship on, right? You want somebody who sees the whole of you and wants to be with the whole of you.
Yeah, ideally, but everybody knows that you can't start a relationship on that.
You can't start there. But sooner or later, maybe with the right person, you can
more
get
and more,
there.
I believe that you can't get there.
You can't get there?
Yeah.
You totally can get there.
You think so?
Yeah. And you can't think of yourself as a stagnant thing. You're constantly growing and evolving.
Yeah, but
so
you
who
can...
you are today might be different than who you are tomorrow, who you are 10 years from now.
Yeah, but that's to say that maybe I could be better tomorrow, but also, fuck it, maybe I could be worse.
The problem is, you have no confidence. You need to get your confidence up.
So,
say something, you idiot. Say anything, anything at all. Anything except for,
what's up?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
No, I don't know. I've been doing just like this really busy week.
you know?
Yeah,
she
busy.
Doesn't care. Put it back on her. Put
work.
It on her.
Yeah, do you, where do you work at? And where do you work in? What place do you work at
Jesus,
for?
Jesus, dude, get it.
I work
talk.
At the burger bar uptown.
Nothing there.
No way.
Yeah.
Where, I think I've been there. I think
yeah.
I, yeah. I
yeah,
think,
did you like it?
Oh, great.
It's pretty
it?
Bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I haven't.
Oh
but I've heard about it. My friends have talked about it.
You don't have any friends. You don't have any fucking friends, you fucking asshole. That's why you're here. She just sighed. Jesus Christ. Say something.
So this is, this is...
How's everything going though. Over here? Everybody enjoying everything?
Yeah.
Pretty
How's
good.
The steak? So.
Expensive.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you. This
mm-hmm.
is so...
Enjoying good. Your salad now?
Yes. Thanks.
You sure there's nothing I can get for anybody?
God,
everybody's here satisfied.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
What?
Yeah, you okay? Yeah.
Satisfied.
Yeah, sure.
Then she left.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Well,
thank
if you need anything else...
We don't.
Or if you need help
who the fuck
with anything, you know, just let me know.
What? Okay. Thank you.
Did he just wink at her?
I don't know. He gets so pushy sometimes, you know?
I think he's just
yeah.
weird. He just winked at her.
So weird.
Why is he winking? Maybe something's wrong with his eye.
Sure.
Oh, God. Pay attention.
So, yeah, that's good. That's good salad?
Yeah. It's
cool.
Pretty good.
I used to love salad.
Of course he thinks you're a Brontosaurus qualifier.
Like,
qualifier.
Almost exclusively.
Oh.
I'd be like...
God.
You know, give me more of that.
No.
And because I went on this health kick for...
A day.
A minute. I was running and stuff.
Mm.
You fat
you
fuck.
Know?
Yeah.
She knows you're a fat fuck,
and
you fat fucking...
Do you run, or do you do any kind of...
Please say no.
Like, the other day I went shopping, and I probably walked,
pretend
like,
you've
5 miles.
Pretend you've had a conversation
carrying
in
all those bags, oh my gosh.
Ah, it must have been so heavy.
It's like,
it must
oh
been
my
so
god,
heavy.
Like, I was
holy
so
crap,
sore the next day. I had to do some
you're
yoga
really
to get
it.
Out of
oh
it.
All right, how's everything going
come
over
on,
here?
Man.
Good?
Yeah.
Still really good.
Good.
Really great.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring the dessert menus over because you were starting to look a little bored over here, and I just thought maybe you could have a quick look and see if there's anything else you want.
What the fuck is with this guy's eye?
Well,
so have a look and enjoy.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
I'll
thank
be
you.
Back with you.
Thank
you. Fuck
thanks.
You. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Play cool. Play cool.
Do you
know that guy? Oh, yeah. Let's take a look here. Wow.
What is the cheesecake dipped in diamonds?
You know, I think I'm good. You can take a look.
Too expensive.
Poor. She thinks you're poor.
No.
No, it's okay.
No. That's not
what
I'm saying.
I don't want to...
That's
you
not at all what I'm
sorry.
Talking about. You're not
have
feeling
some.
Anybody.
I'll definitely...
Have this water here for you.
Fuck off this water, you dick. Who are you?
Well, you know
who
what?
You
if fix this. If you want anything else to drink, you can have whatever you want.
Smooth.
You know,
no, I don't want to push you out. Sorry.
We don't want any more. Do you have a wine list or something?
Duh.
That we can take a look at?
We do. The dessert wine list.
The dessert wine list. The dessert.
Yes, to go
please,
with
the dessert.
Yes, please.
We have a select menu of $15 and under bottles. Would that be sufficient, sir?
Yes. No. Fuck, God damn it. Do you have anything more free? Pricey.
Ah, right away. I'll be
thank
right
you.
With you, sir.
Thank you very much.
There goes your light bill.
Okay, everybody, just want to interrupt this sketch here very quickly to bring you something very special. We're going to introduce this week the Burn Lab Breakup. Our guest and contestant this week is the very lovely Sarah. Welcome to the Burn Lab Breakup game. I know you know how this goes because you listen all the time, but I'm going to go ahead and go through the rules anyway. The way the Burn Lab Breakup game works is we're going to give you four lines, four quotes, four things that have been handed down to the Burn Lab boys during the process of a breakup. Things we've been said, ways we've been dumped. Sarah, what I want you to do is to listen very carefully to all four of these accounts. And I want you to try and guess, based on how well you know all of us, what was said to whom. Okay? Does that sound like something you could do?
I think so.
Sound like something you'd enjoy doing even, maybe?
Yeah. Let's
all
go.
Right. Now, there is a catch. Ladies and gentlemen, during the sketch,
nice.
We asked if Sarah would write down a breakup secret for us.
Nice.
And you did that, didn't you?
Yes.
And you sealed it up in an envelope.
Yes.
And now things are starting to make sense, aren't they? Now the wheels are starting to turn.
Yeah.
If you can correctly identify who received each of these quotes,
I get a new car?
That's a little out of our price range.
Just a bit. Just a little bit.
If you can correctly identify all four individuals, we will not ask you to reveal your secret to our humongous...
imaginary...
listening audience.
The world will know.
However, if you miss one and only one...
just one!
We will ask you to reveal your secret. Do you promise to abide by these terms before we even start this game?
I promise, but I'm confident I'll go right.
All right, well, let's get right into it then, everybody. This is the Burn Lab Breakup Game.
All righty. Why don't we hop right in here? Go to the first, mix them up here in my hand, and I'm going to draw one. And what will that one be? Let's hear it. Sarah Keys, your first breakup quote. It kinda takes the fun out of spending the night when you wake up to find your boyfriend getting stoned. I'll read that again for you. It kinda takes the fun out of spending the night when you wake up to find your boyfriend getting stoned.
If you know us and you know us well, or if you know us even a little bit, you could probably see that one going out to just about anyone.
Number two, have you ever considered the fact that you might have an extreme form of Asperger's? I'll read that again. Have you ever considered the fact that you might have an extreme form of Asperger's?
Now, for the lay people listening to the Burn Lab Party Hour, Asperger's is...
an autism spectrum disorder that is characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction, along with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interests.
All right. Number three. My mom says there's something just not right about him.
Again, she's considering this could apply to anybody.
My mom says there's something just not right about him.
Okay, so last one.
We're closing in. Number four.
I was walking alone in the hall during elementary school. I passed a line of children who were being quiet. And then Scott Decker yelled in front of everyone, Jenna Stoops dumped you.
Wow.
That's rough.
That is a shitty tale.
Feeling bad for someone in this room. That's
all
right, awful. That's
so
terrible.
Now you've heard all of the quotes, all of the stories. I want you to take your time, think about it. And everybody out there, you stay tuned while she tries to figure this out.
Love wine.
Yeah, me too. I love cheap wine too, though.
No, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, who doesn't?
Yellowtail, favorite wine ever.
Oh, are you kidding
Best.
Me?
Bang for your
yeah.
buck.
She just said
yeah.
bang. She said bang.
Here we are, sir. It's an 1884 Pinot Azul.
It doesn't look too expensive.
It's grown by Nepalese shaman in the mountains.
And flown to the United States on the backs of Nepalese falcons.
Incredible. That sounds.
That sounds.
The locals call it Urukotawa.
Maybe you can spill it.
May I,
Don't touch.
Oh, okay. I can't. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know.
What are you fucking gargling? Just swallow it. You're scaring her. Play it cool. Play it off.
It's very good.
Class, class.
Yeah, we'll take some.
It'll be $750.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, he's joking. Oh, God, please. No, please.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm hyperventilating.
You probably don't need a dessert.
Breathe. Seek composure.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God. Okay, nothing you can do about it now.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah, of course.
It's been really fun.
Better be fun for $750.
Excuse me, I'm going to...
Okay, just come down. She likes it.
Sorry,
no.
You go.
No, go ahead. What's up?
I'm going to... go to the bathroom.
She's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Please, teacher, may I have
the bathroom? No, it's fine.
I'll be right back.
Get out of here. I mean, go. Enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the shocking conclusion of the Burn Lab breakup game. We're going to take it all the way back to number one. To whom was it said?
It kind of takes the fun out of spending the night when you wake up to find your boyfriend getting stoned.
I'm going to guess... Derek.
All right, so one is being assigned to Derek.
Why don't we give that away?
Hold on to that card there. Number two,
Have you ever considered the fact that you might have an extreme form of Asperger's?
Now remember, Asperger's is...
an autism spectrum disorder that is characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction, along with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interests.
Alright, Sarah, who do you think number two applies to?
Tony.
Alright, toss that one over to T-Bag.
Tony is the tie.
Alrighty. Number three. My mom says there's something just not right about him.
I'm gonna guess Jarrett.
Wow. 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 Ooh, that hurts. Ooh, that hurts. Judging my relationship with my mother.
Deductively, we can now be sure that number four...
I was walking alone in the hall during elementary school. I passed a line of children who were being quiet. And then Scott Decker yelled in front of everyone, Jenna Stoops dumped you.
That must be long to believe.
Wow, David, why don't you hold on to that there?
Okay, now you've given out your cards. Mm-hmm. You've given each person something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with numero uno, Derek, has it ever been said to you...
It kind of takes the fun out of spending the night when you wake up and find your boyfriend getting stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Similar things have been said. But I did not write this particular card.
This was not your fault.
Who do you think did? Who do you think did?
I would say this was a Tony.
Nice.
Okay, now a little bit of background here.
Sure.
What happened? This lady and I had been seeing each other for a while, you know, and we went on a very boring date.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to bed and had some very boring sex.
Oh, terrible.
And then we fell asleep. And it was not even 10:30. Yawn. You can't expect that I'm just going to lay here in bed with you while you're sleeping the night away. It's 10:30. I want to go do something.
You're stone sober.
I am stone sober.
Laying in a hot, hot bed under a hot, hot body.
And let me tell you, I live with my friends. You know, I'm laying in bed next to you while you're sleeping. My friend's out there hanging out watching Netflix. This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer, all right? I got up to go enjoy what was left of the night because there was plenty of it, and I got caught.
Got in trouble for that. I remember that. She took off.
All right, that brings us around to number two. Have you ever considered the fact that you might have an extreme form of Asperger's?
Who do you think that belongs to?
I think that this belongs to you, sir.
Damn it. It's true.
You have Asperger's?
Oh, God. I may. It was only ever thought that I might. Not really a story to go with this. I mean, most of the women I've ever seen have said something like that. This one was just particularly blunt about it.
That's highly insulting.
Yeah, saying that. But really insisting that I should get checked. She was actually going online at the time to see if we could go somewhere and actually have me diagnosed. So she was completely serious. I don't think she was just trying to be mean.
Well, that has to be the best way to be dumped by someone who thinks you need to see a doctor.
Right.
Number three.
I was given... My mom says there's just something not right about
him. Who would you say?
I would actually assign this to Sweet Baby D on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Parents love me. And if I had to choose someone in this room that parents didn't like...
A lot of parents like me.
Just not this one.
This one is Mormon.
You were dating a Mormon daughter?
I was dating a Mormon daughter.
Wow, that must have been hell for those parents.
It was fun. I was going to services and stuff. Debating people.
Becky's dating corruption.
So how long was it before they'd put their big Mormon foot down?
Well, they tried, and so I would say, oh, I'm so interested. I'm so interested in your church. Like, it's so great. Can I come to family meeting? Can I,
Wow.
Yeah, it's just
all to get laid.
All to get laid. I was 16 years old.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And a Mormon girl, you always,
Yeah, there's something, something attractive about that. It's like picking the apple highest on the tree.
Taking us all the way to numero cuatro.
Spanish number four.
I was walking alone in the hall
during elementary school, I passed a line of children who were being quiet. Then Scott Decker yelled in front of everyone, Jenna Stoops dunked you.
Now, Sarah, this was a slam dunk. You hit this one right on the head. What was the giveaway? What is it about Matt that makes you think someone would revel in the idea of hollering out in a school hallway? In elementary school, by the way.
Well, that's the thing. I just looked at him and I was like, he hasn't been dunked since elementary school.
Oh! David is a big ball of burgeoning sexification. We'd have to agree with that.
So one for four.
That means you are going to have to go ahead and share this secret with us. Go ahead and open up that sealed envelope.
Mm-hmm.
So my secret is, I know I just had sex with your best friend, but I really think it could work out with the three of us.
That's what you told the guy.
No, that's what I was told.
Oh. The other story is better.
In retrospect, maybe it would have broken out, but
someone
I was younger then.
How did you respond? You
wasn't gonna work out.
You said no, this isn't gonna happen.
No.
Three's a crowd.
And then I think I returned with the Asperger's line, actually.
Then how come you didn't get that one right?
Yeah.
She blocked it from her memory because of my reaction. Went on a rampage. I've been dumped by a woman reading a letter to my face. She read the breakup letter to my face. I've been dumped after driving across two states to drop a girl off at college. And I got there with my bags and she said, I think I'm going to have you go. I've been dumped, like everybody's been dumped, but it can be devastating.
What the fuck?
Lady's not having any, huh, sir?
What the fuck?
Excuse me?
Said she doesn't seem to be having any.
Having any what?
Activate beast mode.
Well, she's barely touched
herself. Well, yeah. Maybe we could wrap it up.
She's trying to do his job.
Something. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm just...
Deactivate beast mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't touch it right now. She might be coming back.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's hoping, so...
Wait.
What?
Beast mode.
Hey!
Sorry, it took so long. There was a line.
No, that's cool. Oh man, I hate lines at the bathroom. What, you know, it's weird.
All of it.
The waiter.
Me in the eyes.
Very handsome. I don't know.
Nothing. Huh. Oh, look at that. Here it comes.
Here's the check. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Have I seen you somewhere?
Sitting across from me.
We were just talking about that. You look so familiar.
I swear. Wait.
I'll just say it. Just let me down gentle.
What? Do you work at the burger place?
Yes,
on
I
16th
do.
Oh, Street in Columbus.
So embarrassing. Yes.
I was just there.
Oh wow.
Just kill you
me.
You were working at the table next to
kill
us,
me.
And you spilled
just kill me
soda
now. Just
in
end
that
fat
man's
life.
Yes.
Oh,
oh, yes. Oh,
that was hysterical.
Oh,
that was so funny.
Fuck
I thought they were gonna
fire you. I thought they were gonna fire
just
me.
Murder
oh,
me. Look at them.
It's
true love. It sparks fire.
So how do you guys know each other?
We're hanging out.
Oh, cool.
Oh crap.
So you work at the burger joint too?
No.
Wine was really nice, wasn't
so
it?
So nice.
Do you like work in the back or something? Because I don't remember seeing you there.
No.
My friends and I were around.
We're not friends from the burger bar.
Oh, okay.
I hate you.
Well, that's,
we're friends
well, listen,
from
you know,
the bottle of wine that I
just
bought
so
$700.
You know, we could check up and go
really
out and catch a movie or something.
Really expensive.
Yes.
What's that?
Sounds so fun.
A movie?
Let's do that.
Fantastic. Cool. I'll
yeah,
tell you what.
We should. Yeah.
Tell you what. What's your name?
Okay, say something snappy and zing this motherfucker back to the kitchen.
Excuse me?
Alright, yeah.
No,
you take the check up to the hostess, and she'll take care of you. And let's go get our cups, and we'll meet you at the door.
Me? Okay. Well, hey. So, I'll be at the door. Hello?
This was over before it started. Go home. It's time to make Skinamax.
Ooh.
Last week on the Burn Lab podcast, phone calls to churches about gay marriage.
All right, why don't we fast forward?
Mark Metivier on the phone. What?
That's what we want to hear about, the phone call to Mark Metivier.
Oh, last week on Burn Lab Party Hour, phone call to Mark Metivier.
What happened?
He's walking through the countryside, dealing with bumpkins and gay marriage rights.
Wow. Okay.
Through the red states of good old Americans.
So it's been 2 weeks since then, and he's been walking. And
2 weeks. Two men walking 50 states.
All right, I'm going to get him on the phone right now.
Two dicks. Two assholes. Can they join? Why not? Mark Metivier says yes. Burn Lab says...
Hello?
Oh, okay. Mark, you scared me.
Listen, I gotta let the suspense build, or where's the drama?
Oh, man. Mark.
Jared, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was petting my dog.
Is that what they call it down south?
Yeah, that's what they call it down south.
So what? Where are you now? 2 weeks ago, you checked in, and you were bipedaling through North Carolina. It's been 2 weeks. Where are you now? Rhode Island?
We're close. We're close to Rhode Island.
Nice.
We are somewhere between Roanoke and Charlottesville, Virginia.
Close for walking, right? Close in
yeah.
In reference to a big old world out there.
Mm.
So you've presumably in the last 2 weeks run into a lot of homosexuals.
So many homosexuals. I turn my head and they're slapping me in the face.
Wow. If you're walking through these states and you're trying to do a piece on the right to gay marriage in these other states, but most of the places that you're going, you guys are the only homosexuals there.
I don't know if that's true. And I'll again clear, you know, state for the record, I am not a homosexual. That's not my sexual preference.
Okay.
But I'm assuming probably that wherever I am, I'm the closest thing to a homosexual around the people that I'm around. Although I'm also then going to assume that these men with their giant trucks and their American Confederate flags flying around left and right so desperately could also be homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, repressed because apparently it's not okay.
So you think it's more of a sliding scale?
I don't know, Derek. I mean, is there a difference between bro love and man love? Is there a difference between the warm comfort of a man's arms and the warm comfort of an even larger man's arms?
I remember...
You tell me. I'm gonna reverse the tides and ask you the question. Is it a sliding scale? Do you feel the gay pull here and there within your own bones when you're sleeping alone at night and your thoughts are running rampant and it's just to yourself?
One night when I came over and we watched The Love Remains or at your apartment at 6 a.m., do you remember that?
No, not at all. Love Remains? I don't even think that's a movie.
What? Legends of the Fall!
Legends of the Fall rocked, man. How did we get from Legends of the Fall?
Okay, listen to me. Legends of the Fall is the perfect date movie for any straight or gay couple. And here's why. First off, it's a fantastic romantic period piece done in the early 90s when they did it best. Secondly, you know, for the ladies out there, you've got Aidan Quinn, you've got Brad Pitt, you've got Anthony Hopkins.
Well, what was gay about that night, I guess, was the pink vodka on the rocks and your dick in my mouth, I guess.
That doesn't make anything gay. Remember what the word gay means, Derek, happy. So what was gay about that night was two young, feisty men exploring New York City, winding up in my apartment watching Legends of the Fall at 6 a.m. drinking some vodka.
Through a dick.
If that's gay, you know, then I'm the happiest guy in the world.
Mark, where are you now? What's been going down? Anything crazy going on in the road?
We are somewhere between Roanoke and Charlottesville, Virginia. I think it's called Buchanan. We're near the great natural wonder of the Natural Bridge, which is just this big stone bridge somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They got a Cracker Barrel out there that's great. Terrific. Love the biscuit gravy.
They do have a Cracker Barrel out here that I've heard some pretty good things about, but we'll see. So we're in Floyd, Virginia, which is right near the border, visiting the director AJ's cousin. And, oh, hold on a second. The Papa John's pizza's here. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm opening the door here. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you, Papa John? Guys, I'm sorry. Who knew the pizza was going to get delivered during the interview?
Thank you.
Oh, they gave us plates. That's a first.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're in Floyd, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Last Monday and Tuesday, where the director's cousin lives. Turns out he lives in, like, the way back hills of Virginia. Essentially hippie sanctuary with a fresh water pond that we went swimming in and had pretty, you know, like this incredible encapsulated day and nature and hippie life and all that stuff.
Nice.
When on Wednesday morning, our camera guy, who has been feeling ill for a couple days, demands that we take him to the hospital. He's 26 years old, in perfect health, really in great shape.
Well, hell yeah, you had him walking backwards across half the country.
Yeah,
he said, fuck this.
Doing double the footsteps.
He just wanted to take a few miles off and get a ride in the ambulance.
Hey, you only walked from Montgomery to Virginia. You better not be tired yet.
You better not be tired.
We got a long way to go.
Pick up them feet and keep moving.
But he complains that morning of tightness in his chest, lack of ability to breathe. He had lost all feeling in his left arm and was turning purple. So we rush him in the
arms. He complained of that, or that's what was going on?
Sounds like an orgasm.
That's what was going on.
Oh, okay.
I can testify that that's what was going on. So we call out from the hippie camp to Roanoke, Virginia in the RV and get him to the hospital, which luckily, you know, is like one of the main cardiac hospitals in the country.
Come to Virginia!
So we get to the hospital.
Yep.
He gets checked in. He's held overnight immediately. And the EKG and all tests, for all intents and purposes, read heart attack.
Oh,
and we say, no, there's no way a 26-year-old had a heart attack. So they keep him another day without explanation. They monitor him. He keeps showing some of the symptoms. Essentially, he's in the hospital for 3 straight days, and he was feeling fine. Everything afterwards, he was spry. But all the signs and tests showed that he had a heart attack, and they had no explanation otherwise. So his parents were staying in Florida. He flew from the hospital to Florida and will not be rejoining us. So now it is literally just the director, AJ, and myself, and we have been through 4 other crew members this entire trip.
So are you obligated to tell the next applicant that the person whose job he's filling had to leave because the job gave him a heart attack and he kept walking through it?
Yes, I am obligated to that, and I think you all know who our replacement is.
Andy Pacheco.
Andy!
Correct.
Andy, is Andy going to work the camera for you? Oh, wow. Andy's coming Saturday to Charlottesville. Mark's really doing it, is what he's saying. He's out there dealing with the elements. Not only the elements, but the products of the elements. What's more wild out there? What do you think? Creatures or people?
More wild creatures.
Yeah.
People are pretty tame. For the most part, they don't want you on your land. They'd like to just sit out front and enjoy whatever land it is they have. And they'd like to, you know, maintain some sort of homeostasis.
Mark, baby, get on back to it now, darling. But you be safe out there.
Yeah, I will be. Listen, I hope you guys are getting something out of this. I hope you're learning. I hope you're all just soaking it in. And I can't wait to hear what your reaction from this is going to be.
We are the Burn Lab Sponge, brother. We're soaking up everything you're throwing down.
Okay, whatever. Bye.
Well, there you go. Mark Mativier, just trying to find a little bit of homeostasis.
Bored this summer? Drowning in sweat? Beat the heat and stay cool indoors watching Consumer Reports' #1 summer reality television show,
Riches and Resources.
Riches and Resources. Fans of Survivor Man, Mad Money, and Undercover Boss will be hooked as 4 somebodies explore and drill for the Earth's remaining resources to keep all to themselves and out of Chinese hands.
Riches and Resources. Hi everyone, my name's Ben, I'm lead investor, and this is my joint venture partner, Larry.
Hi everyone.
2 whimsical Wall Street bankers. 2 blue-collar Pennsylvania coal miners.
Hi, everyone. How y'all doing? Name's Bubba. Meet my partner, Jebediah.
Yeah, hi, Dad.
Everyone has heard of how volatile the price of coal is lately. Heating prices are painful. We decided to head out and start looking for our own.
This is the site of America's first coal mine, a national, local, and now personal treasure.
Hey, man, you just called us vocals?
No, I said local.
Yeah. I've been here for me and Jeb Dye walking back from the NASCAR race one time.
Uh-huh.
tipping bottles back from green flag to checkered flag.
That's
and Jebediah fell in one of those like a tipping bird.
Is there any coal down there?
Well, shit, buddy, this place been dry for a century.
We walked down here like
hey, Jebediah. These Yankee vocals think they're gonna find coal in this well you fell into.
Ain't no coal in that well. I've been down that well, man.
Television's new founding fathers of fun will cross America for the investing edge.
Cutting out the middleman. This is what America was built on.
One of the biggest dangers in coal mining is navigating the tunnels. But fortunately...
Oh, no.
Hold on. We may have something. What is it, Bubba?
I lost them.
Lost what?
My parents. Jebediah? Where are you?
Stop calling my name, woman. I'm right here.
That don't help me one bit.
They'll have to get down and dirty to get filthy rich.
Okay, so Bubba tells me what we're looking for is a really big crack in the ground where we can, I guess, scoop out some coal into a bucket or something using these spoon-like tools that Jebediah's grandfather made.
Now, I done told you, man. I told you twice. It's called a jigging. You got to stick it down there and jig it. Just jig it. Now, I've been telling you. Just give it here. Just jig it. You got to get jiggy with it.
Yes.
See that?
Yes.
All right. Now take it.
Riches and resources. Teaching life lessons and family values.
You guys have any kids?
Oh, sure, man. Me and Bubba's got 5 kids. Somewhere about. Expect a few more next month.
Expecting twins?
Ha!
Better.
Triplets?
Oh, no, you ain't even close, man. She having a whole litter. Put that after mama. Shame. She giving birth on live television. She got her own show starting next month. That's reality TV, buddy.
Riches and resources coming this summer.
Consumer Report Network. We put the con in consumer.
All right, everybody, so make sure you tune in. Tune in to that Consumer Reports night.
Yeah.
Right?
What was that? Putting the con in consumer.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
It has to be better than the league, right?
I think that's what's going on out there. You know? That's true speak.
That is some
truth. Speaking the truth.
Hopefully this has been a whole big dish of true speak for all you listening out there. We really would like to thank you again and again and again for making it through this episode, if you did, because it looks like fewer and fewer people are willing to go that distance.
And can I say to the people who didn't make it through, they can go fuck themselves.
I don't think we have to... We can thank them less for getting through it, because it's getting easier for getting through it.
I just think it deserves to go on the record that I appreciate these people putting up with whatever is so intolerable about this show that less than 90 people this week tuned in, last week tuned in to
and
listen.
40 were me, so.
Wow.
30 were your mom.
My mom does not listen to this.
Hurtful.
Very hurtful. Anyway, it's been all our pleasure.
Thanks to producer David.
David over there in the producing chair, gotta give it up. Unbelievable. Yeah, he's raising the roof. And and let's keep describing the visuals going on. Maybe you guys need a visual component. So we're going to have someone come in and just describe what's going on physically.
Instead of a video podcast.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
and thank
people.
You, Sarah, for being
maybe we
in
can
the
do
studio
descriptions in
and
3D.
In the house with us tonight.
Thank
you're
you.
Fantastic and so forthcoming. We can't wait to have you back. And you can tell us more and more about your relationship and your romance with Derek.
As you feel more comfortable about it.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to.
Relationships
right.
are all
the
about
juicy
getting
details.
Comfortable with each other.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd hope that one day this relationship will be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can only agree with you, Tony.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. No problem, man. Well, before we go, let me just jump in here and let everybody know if you have sketches that you want to write, if you want to contact us, if you want to participate, play music, do anything in the Burn Lab podcast or anything Burn Lab related, you can find us at burnlab@gmail.com. You can find all of the links to our videos and podcasts and everything at facebook.com/burnlab or bust.
We basically have a bunch of sketches every week, guys, and if you guys want to write one for the show, you just have to get in touch with us. You can find the Burn Lab podcast at burnlab.podomatic.com. And don't forget to check us out on iTunes. We have the Burn Lab podcast. You can search us, find us, download every podcast we have, and get alerted about the new ones coming up. You know?
Just, you know, throw us a bone. Do us a favor. Subscribe on iTunes. You don't have to listen to it. Just subscribe.
Yeah, get it and delete it. You know?
Yeah,
do what you want. Just give it a try. You know? It doesn't taste so bad.
Well, it's been real, everybody. Episode 9 of the Burn Lab Party Hour. Please stay tuned for episode 10.
There will be one. Stop counting us out.
And it's free.
Headlines on the Wolf News. Thank you for joining me tonight on the Wolf News. I'm Ben Speck. My Jewish name is Beck. Beckstein to Stum. Beckstein to others. And these are the headlines. A new study shows Islams and Arabs are born and bred for killing Christians, Jews, and other whites. And I, being a Christian and a white, again feel victimized by the progressive conspiracy against America. The debt roof was raised from the windows to the walls, and the whole place had to be gutted after Katrina anyway. Thank the good Lord Jesus that floods only happen to Moses and black people, and that tornadoes stay in the mobile home communities because the Chinese now own everyone with a bank account. And that leads us to our next top story. Buy gold. I did. And the more I say it and surround it with stories of doom, blood tornado, the more you will too. Black people. In campaign news, God has asked Republican Governor Rick Perry to enter the race to defeat the incumbent nigger Barack Hussein Obama. It has been confirmed that Republican frontrunner in Iowa, Michelle Bachmann, does indeed fuck black men for federal subsidies. She said she is a serious candidate who likes all kinds, but thinks black is best. Her rep issued a fact-check statement, quote, "It's because the founders bred them that way." Flames erupt across Europe and the dollar weakens.
Goal!
In sports, New York's own Derek Jeter hits his 3,000th hit and shaves with a Gillette Triple Threat Square Double Action Razor, sharp enough to cut the diamonds on his Rolex luxury timepiece while sexting your girlfriend on his G7 Genius phone all at the same time. For the Wolf News, I'm Ben Speck. Good night, America.
The Burn Lab Party, the Burn Lab Party Hour. The Burn Lab Party at the Burn Lab Party Hour. The Burn Lab Party at the Burn Lab Party
Radio station ought to lose its license.
Burn Lab.
Check the sign, biatch!